President Donald Trump acknowledges his opposition to more monies for the U.S. Postal Service will starve the agency, a funding Democrats say it needs to process an anticipated surge in mail-in ballots during the November election because of the coronavirus pandemic. Trump is also falsely claiming that Democrats want universal mail-in voting. He made comments during an interview on the Fox Business Network.
They want $3.5 billion for the mail-in votes, okay, universal mail-in ballots. They want $25 billion for the post office. Now, they need that money in order to have the post office work so it can take all of these millions and millions of ballots. Now, in the meantime, they aren't getting there. By the way, those are just two items. But if they don't get those two items, that means you can't have universal mail-in voting because they're not equipped to have it.
The president is also predicting, without evidence, that mail-in voting will lead to massive voter fraud in the November election. As polls indicate Trump is in for a tough re-election, he's moving to sow public distrust in the Postal Service's ability to deliver what is expected to be record numbers of mail-in ballots this year. His administration's pick to lead the agency in May, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, is a major Trump donor and has instituted operational changes that have led to delivery delays across the U.S.
I mean, it's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for our democracy.
Susan Harley is managing director of Public Citizens Congress Watch, a government watchdog agency. She says Trump's remarks and moves are a clear admission the president is attempting to restrict voting rights.
Attacking one way to have people have their voice heard, in particular, a very important way when, you know, there's a risk of people going to the polls in person, I think it's contemptible.
Trump's postmaster general has said the agency is in a financially untenable position, but he maintains it can handle this year's election mail. He's the first postmaster general in nearly two decades who's not a career postal employee. DeJoy has also invested some $30 million in private competitors to the Postal Service, including an investment in Amazon, which has its own delivery service, a stock DeJoy purchased after his appointment to lead the Postal Service. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is calling for an inspector general investigation into DeJoy's stock purchase, calling it a corrupt move on social media. Meanwhile, Democrats in the House have sent a letter to DeJoy, signed by 170 lawmakers, urging him to rescind his policies that slow down mail delivery. Harley says Public Citizen and other voting rights advocacy groups are calling for DeJoy's resignation. Meanwhile, New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney introduced a bill Wednesday called Delivering to Americans Act to stop cuts to the Postal Service until the pandemic's over. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi blasted the president's refusal to fund the Postal Service, noting a $25 billion request originally came from the post office's governing board that Trump appointed. Democrats have since lowered their request to $10 billion. $3.5 billion would go for election support.
They've not really ever liked the Postal Service because they always want to find a way to make money off of something and they want it privatized. But now, at a time of a pandemic, you would think they'd have a little sensitivity. But so obsessed are they to undermine absentee voting that this is their connection there. So the president says he's not putting up any money for absentee voting, and he's not putting up any money for the Postal Service, undermining the health of our democracy.
Republicans are also using the courts to subvert vote-by-mail efforts. The Trump campaign, the Republican National Committee, and other Republican groups have sued two Democratic-leaning Iowa counties that are making it easy to vote by mail during the coronavirus pandemic. The suit seeks to invalidate tens of thousands of voters' absentee ballot applications. The Republican National Committee and the Republican Party of Rhode Island sued to stop Rhode Island's vote-by-mail plan for the November election. But the U.S. Supreme Court rejected that effort this week. Harley with Public Citizen says public interest groups are also gearing up to use the court system to protect voters and challenge what she calls vote-by-mail suppression. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.